Welcome to the Sophia Chang Show. So I grew up around hippie white people, and the great thing about hippie white people is that they are really open about sex. So when I got to college, I was taught this game called the penis game. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, we've all played the penis game. That's the point of college. Some of you are still playing the penis game. I am quite aware of that. You know, the STD rate is actually rising these days because of stupid millennials. So thanks. Thanks for that. But a PSA of today over. The penis game, it's not what you think. So this is probably the best game on earth. And I forgot about it until just recently because I was thinking, I really like the word penis. I like it's a disgusting word. I mean, it's penis, right? It's like, it reminds me of when Jack on Will and Grace was like, my weenus, like that. That's what it feels like. That's what it sounds like. It's kind of an emasculating word when you think about it. The penis game is a great game for kids of all ages. It is incredibly simple to follow, has only one rule, and requires a certain degree of immaturity, making it, ironically, an excellent childhood game. I was introduced to it by two white girls from upstate New York who were art majors, clearly. We were hanging out at a place where adults don't spend time anymore, a bed, and they asked if I had ever played the penis game. No, I said, intrigued. It's very simple, they told me. All you have to do is say the word penis, like this. Penis. Well, that's easy enough. Penis, I whisper back. And they continued. Penis. So I say a little louder. Penis. And they continue. And continue. And we just keep going back and forth. Everybody's saying penis, getting louder and louder, and it only takes a round or two to get to the level of a very hearty affirmation, penis. And before you know it, you are positively bellowing penis at the top of your lungs. This being a dorm, we were absolutely certain that everybody from the right, the left, the up, the down, in the hallway, probably in the bathroom, and very likely outside the window as well, could hear us. As you've probably guessed, the objective is to be the person who says penis the loudest. But what the game is really about, the crux that makes the penis game a true gem among pastimes, is the moment when you cross out of conversational volume into the shout. You feel the moment before you see it. There's this minuscule pause, a resistance, if you will, and then the triumph. Everybody's grinning by this time. We're laughing. The beauty of the penis game is the way it transgresses that Puritan stick up the ass that the Americans have. And if you're ethnic, then, you know, add on your ethnic guilt, add on your Catholic guilt, add on your Asian repression, whatever it is, right? There's something so magnificent and joyful in the breaking of the shackles. This is what Daenerys should have been freeing people from, you know, not those sexy BDSM callers, but the inability to say the word penis out loud. Don't go anywhere. There's plenty more where that came from here at the Sophia Chang Show, where Penis Month has just begun, because who doesn't love our favorite little friend? Not little, it's not the size that matters. It is, size does matter. And since it does, I would so love if you could give 5 stars, show your appreciation. It's free for you to listen, but not free for me to create. So tell your friends all about it. Subscribe, rate, review on Apple, iTunes, every player, Spotify. I'm on everything.